goodsuccess.com. Father, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet again today. Thank you because no one will return back the same way for all the things you have planned for us, for all the great things in stock for us today. Lord, I pray that no one returns back the same way in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. The topic remains strategies for winning in business, a biblical common sense guide. We started this series a couple of weeks ago and we've been dwelling on this topic, strategies for winning in business. What do we mean by strategies? These are set of actions, set of things that are planned out, that are structured to make you have your desired result. Remember, success is your desired result. Your desired result is success. And we are looking at good success here. So if you're in business, you're planning to be in business, or even if you have a job, it's a form of business. Only that, okay, you don't call the shots and all that, but it's still a form of business. It's your business. So how do you win always? What are the strategies for winning? We've run through a couple of things over the past few weeks, and trust me, these are just foundations. It's still going to be a long thing. We were able to understand creating an order, putting the foundation for you to lay up this business, for you to succeed. We were able to also learn about doing your own work, creating a system, and so on and so forth. And then we talked about knowing the problem you solve. That is actually talking to yourself, making yourself understand exactly what you want to achieve in this business endeavor. If you apply this principle even in your career, you will see a lot of difference. There is something that makes you unique in that place of work. There is something that makes you unique in your business, that makes the solution you provide different. There is something unique. Maybe because the way you are actually consistent. Some people are not consistent. If you are consistent, it's a gift. If you are confident, it's another gift. I've said it over and over again. If you have not listened to it, please go and listen to the episode on confidence. And then I was able to point out that confidence is a gift on its own. I learned that some years ago. Confidence is a gift. You see so many people singing, doing well in all these areas of life. It's not because they have the gift, it's because they are confident. I was listening to something recently, and that coach said, maybe when parents bring their children, oh, my daughter is the fastest runner, he can do well on the field, he's the best footballer, and all that, you need to take him into your team. He said he looks at them, and it's like, that's not exactly what I'm looking for. I don't even need their skill, so to say. I need another kind of skill. The skill I need is self-confidence. Is this person confident about what he has? Because you can have the best gift in the world and others can see it and you can't see it. I've been there before. Everybody can see that, oh, I was good in this particular area of life. But I didn't see anything about it. It just looked common to me. Do you know that many of the things you thought were common things are the things that actually make others wealthy? So the gift of self-confidence is something else. So you need to know the problem you solve and all that. Then last week, we talked about now you have qualified those you want to serve. Qualifying them means that you have been able to agree that these are the set of people that I want to provide solutions for. Or in ministry, God has told you that these are the people that you have been called to. Even in business, God can call you to certain sets of people. So now you understand the problem you want to solve, those you are solving it for, and how you're going to be solving it. So last week we were able to dwell on how you're actually going to solve this problem. Like, why should anybody choose you over other people? And we mentioned perceived quality, experienced quality. That means when people see that you have the quality, and that's where we are dwelling on today. People need to be able to see that you can provide what they need, provide a solution for their problem. See, it's not about you providing the solution to their problem. It's about them seeing that you can provide the solution. It's for them being able to know, to see it and know it. That is where the problem is. It's not that you are not good enough, no. In fact, some people are not as good as you are and they are making a lot of money. I've shared it before too. I've seen companies that probably do like half of what I do and they charge so much. The only difference is that they can see that those people can solve the problem. They can't see that I can solve the problem. Either maybe I'm not communicating well enough or I'm not being seen. where all those other people are being seen. That is always the problem with business owners or employees. If you're in a place of job and they can promote other people and they don't promote you, the problem is that they can see those people, they can't see you. Now, I know there are so many things we say, maybe spiritual things, some people are using jazz in quotes, or somebody prays better than others. But what do they actually pray for? What do you think is the purpose of favor? Favor makes you seen. That is it. If you are not seen, you can't get the benefits. All those other people, they just position themselves in such a way they can be seen. And many unbelievers understand this more than believers. They intentionally position themselves to be seen. And believers here praying, doing all manner of other things, but can't be seen because we miss some certain parts of things. So even if you are praying for favor, the reason you need favor is to be seen. It's for people to see you. I'm not talking about seeing you physically. For people to actually see that you are worth helping. See, somebody will say, see, my uncle is a senator, but he doesn't help anybody. He's a lie. He helps people. He just doesn't help you. That's the problem. Because he can't see that you need to be helped. Maybe because of your attitude, maybe because of whatever, manipulation of the devil, whatever it is, he can't see. If he can see it, that you need his help, he's going to do it. So the ultimate reason why people fail in sales, or maybe people fail in job interviews, is that, for example, if it's a job interview, the customer or employer cannot see that you can solve the problem. Or they can see others who can do it better than you. That is the problem. They can't see that you can solve it, or they can see someone else who can do it better than you. So most times, it's not even much of a problem with you or with myself. It's easier to believe it that way, that it's something I'm not doing well. It's something I'm not. No, you are good enough for most parts, for most people I know. Good enough, skilled enough, went to school. There are people who didn't go to school and they are making more money in that your field of endeavor. In your very field, they are making money. I've been in construction for a long time. When I was on IT, the man who was the project manager for a particular company I work with, I think probably he had technical school background or something, and he was heading all projects because he had a lot of experience. Those who went to school, all of us were IT under him. And I even thought he went to school, he did structural engineering, but nothing. He didn't do all that. He was telling me one day that, no, that I didn't go to school. I think he used to say, maybe I'm his ogre, but I thought he was joking. But he said, all of you went to school and I didn't go to school. I only did maybe technical. That's where I got the knowledge I have and I have experience. He said, but all of you went to school, you went to university. I'm like, ha. So the problem is not that you are not good enough. The problem most times is that you are not seen. And I'll be explaining that. Before I go into that, I want to quickly share a testimony with everyone. Please just listen. Make sure you listen till the end of this episode, because if you don't listen, you're going to misunderstand something. Now, how many of people are going to be happy to hear that one of us is already in the realm of his millions of dollars? Just strike the deal with Microsoft. And now somebody used to have a problem with what to eat. The problem now is, which car do I buy, Lamborghini or Tesla? Just trying to weigh the car to buy. Do I buy a Range Rover? I mean, that's his problem right now. How many people are happy about that testimony? One of the people listening to this episode got that testimony. Let me get reactions. How do you feel about that testimony? Tell us, how do you feel about that testimony?
I'm so happy. So happy, actually. Really, really mind-blowing.
Okay.
So it's mind-blowing. Like 100% mind blowing. This is huge. Okay. By the grace of God Almighty.
Okay, praise God. Okay, so let's just take those two people. Now, what I've just told you now has not happened. So, what do you feel now? Let me ask again. What do you feel now?
Actually, I feel pumped up.
Yeah, so and for I don't feel indifferent, actually, for me.
Okay, so I just showed you the power of communication. Exactly what I just did. Now, was anybody able to picture what I said now as a reality?
Yes, I did, sir. I did, honestly. I did. And I know it's something that will still eventually happen.
Yes, yes. To everybody here. Okay, so that is just an example of what the power of communication can do. Now, imagine if you can take that same power to your business. If you can take that same power to your career. That when you talk differently now, people want to listen to you. Have you ever listened to somebody before and you feel like they should not stop talking? They said they were going to spend 30 minutes and they ended up spending maybe 2 hours and you still don't feel bored. You still want them to keep talking. That is the power of communication. The Bible says the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. See, the Bible didn't say the ear and the eye. The purpose, everybody knows that the ear is supposed to hear. The eye is supposed to see. Now, it's not saying the hearing ear, the one that can hear, the eye that can see. He said the Lord has made them both. What you need is for your clients or prospective clients or customers to see what you can do. That is exactly what you need. Are you taking projects? Are you a businessman? You want people to see that you can do it. That is it. If they can't see it, they can't hire you. So that is why all of us need to understand this thing we are going to discuss for the next couple of weeks called communication. People need to see. If they can't see, they can't hire you. You are not in their list. The problem of an employer or interview is that they cannot see that someone is qualified, but they can see that someone else is qualified. A client or a customer cannot see that this product, for example, Pepsi and Coke, what's the difference between the two? All of them, sugar. They are almost 100% sugar. Sugar and water, those are the main ingredients. But somebody will see Coke as the best one. Somebody else sees Pepsi as the best one. Seeing. That is it. If people cannot see that you can do it, they can't hire you. If I ask you to mention that, you can mention probably 10 or 20 people that cannot do anything close to what you do, but they have more money than you do. And they have not done money rituals. They didn't do jazz. They didn't do any yahoo yahoo. They were just working. But people see them and hire them. You can mention them. Many. Now, the problem of a girl or sister who is waiting and waiting and is 30, 40 and all that and cannot be married, that there is no man seeing her. She's not the ugliest sister in the world, but brothers can't see her. I think I've shared this testimony before of somebody I know that they were both working in the same place and that brother used to think that she was married and she was not married. The day that brother could see, and then we were talking about kingdom advancement and all that, this sister started doing something, started engaging, serving God differently like from before, started going out, trying to tell people about God, praying kingdom advancement prayer, praying for their church and all that. She went out one day and everybody started saying, wow, you look beautiful today. They still saw her probably yesterday. But the next day, something else changed in her life. People started seeing her. And this brother saw that, you're not even married. I thought you were married though. That brother, it was like they put catalyst. That brother wanted to marry, if possible, yesterday. They married within a short time of meeting each other. That brother was ready, like, I want to marry you. I thought you were married. Because he couldn't see her. Even though they were seen, but he couldn't see her. Now, the problem, especially in our country, Nigeria, is that people see good candidates like this. This person is supposed to be for president. He's good. He's all that. But they can't see. They can see, but they can't see. They can see somebody else who we know by all means that this is not qualified. This is not the right person we should have. But for some reason, they just pick that person. Because somehow, they can't see the other person. I hope this thing is getting clearer. That people can see you. They can see you physically. But maybe it is spiritually or whatever way you want to address it. They can't just see what you can do for them. It's one thing for people to see that you can do it. It's another for people to see that you can do it for them. Remember, we are looking at a biblical common sense guide here. Now, let's bring it back to Jesus. Jesus came to this world. He prepared for 30 years. And he didn't do almost anything for 30 years. Silent years. Then, 3.5 years. What did Jesus do for 3.5 years? He was making people see the kingdom of God. Nothing else. Talk about miracles. Talk about all those things he did. He was demonstrating exactly how people should see the kingdom of God. To see what God is like. That is exactly what Jesus came to do. He healed the sick. He was just telling us that the kingdom of God is without sickness. He raised the dead. He was telling us that there is life in the kingdom. He did miracles that are beyond imagination. Somebody didn't have eyes from his birth. And some people have said that the guy didn't even have maybe holes for eyes or nothing was there or something like that. And Jesus put clay on his eyes. and he could see. Jesus was demonstrating and showing us that this is what the kingdom of God is like. So, bringing it back to your business now, I can guarantee that any principle you can see from the scriptures that you can see, especially in the life of Jesus, if you apply it to your business, it's going to work. If you can make people see, whether prayerfully, with fasting, whichever way, with your good work, with whatever, if you can make people see that you can do something, people will definitely hire you. If the devil cannot stop people from seeing you, he cannot stop them from hiring you. So if people can see that you are the best they need to hire, they will hire you. If people can see that you are the best to provide a solution for them, they will hire you and I. So that scripture I read before, the hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. The Bible says in Revelation 3:18, says, anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. God knows you can see physically, but he's saying, see, there are some things. If you read that scripture very well, I just quoted like half of it. Revelation 3:18. If you read more, you will see that there are some things you need to see. Do you know why people are not getting born again? Jesus spent 3.5 years. They still crucified him. Yes, that was necessary, but those people did not see. They ate his food. 5,000 people fed, 7,000 people fed. They ate free food. But when it was time to crucify him, they raised stones again and still crucified him, because they could not see. The Bible says that the eyes of unbelievers are blocked. It's not telling us that veil be lifted up, because if that veil is not lifted, they can't see. They are hearing these things every day. Some people even come to church every day, but they can't see what their pastor is saying. The pastor is saying, if you don't give your life to Christ, it's hell straight. And it's like, all these things that this pastor even saying, they're just scaring people. They're just scaring people. It's not true. He can't see. But guess what? That person sees one day. He goes out for altar call and he gets changed. He becomes changed. You see some pastors' children that they are not saved. They can't see. Their pastors are preaching it every day. They go to church every day, every night. They pray in the morning. They pray at night. They can't see anything. But the day they can see, everything just turns around. Remember the story of, is it Mike Bamiloye, his child? He said the child, he just wanted to start doing Nollywood kind of movie. That was his goal. His father was the forefront gospel drama minister. But he wanted to do something else. He can't see what his father was doing until he could see. And now his movies are beyond imagination. They are just different. They are not the kind of gospel drama we used to watch those days. They are different. You will watch, you'll be entertained, you'll be blessed, you'll be transformed at the same time. Because now he can see why he needs to do it. And that's why parents, God will help us to make our children see. Let them see God for themselves. Because no matter what you talk from morning to night, it will make a difference. They need to see. The Bible says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Paul is telling us, if you read the later verse, he says, what are the riches of his glory, his inheritance in the saints? As far as I'm concerned, this verse 18 to 21 of Ephesians 1 is one of the most difficult to understand that I know of. Because the things packed there, they are deep. Kenneth Hagin said he prayed this, I don't know, maybe for years. He said he was praying this scripture that God, he was just praying it, that he will probably understand it or it will be a reality in his life. Now, I'm still bringing this back to business. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Number one, hope. Riches of his glory in the saints. Exceeding greatness of his power. Not to anybody else, to us who believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but that which is to come. This is the perfect marketing of the gospel. So, if you and I can see all these things, all these headache things we are complaining about, we won't complain about it. It's because we have not seen it. If you see the healing power of Christ, sickness will disappear. They won't even come to you again, because now you see. If you see the resurrection power of Christ, you will rise above powers and principalities. So the same way, as you apply this in your Christian life, in your business, people need to see what you do. They don't need to hear alone. The moment they can form a mental picture of what this is going to do for them, how it's going to benefit them, how it's going to transform their lives, it's going to change their story. Now imagine if I tell you the story of somebody here who can't feed his family. Just like the other one I said, let's say, maybe there's someone here that I know that cannot feed his family, that even yesterday it's only water they drank to sleep, and they've been struggling for a while, and I go on like that, and I even tell you that one of the child has that thing, that the tummy will be big for children, that it has it, and I start describing all these things, and you can see and picture how that family is suffering. And I ended up by saying, and how many people are willing to help this family who wants to give? I know the way I'm saying it now, somebody else, if I told you it was a true story, many people will be willing to give because you can see it. That's the power of making sure, number one, you know their problem, that they know that you know their problem. Not only that you know, but they need to know that you know their problem. Then that you know and have a solution, that you have a solution, and they can see that solution will work for them. That is the second part. If you see some advert, they will say, are you a businessman struggling to bring customers to your business? Here is the so and so that we have created that can solve this problem. Number one, they have qualified you. They have said, hey, it's not for everybody. It's not for employees. It's for business owners. Are you a business owner? Number one, you tick it yes in your mind. Then you are attracted. You have been struggling to solve problems for people. Number two, that's my problem. Do they have a solution? Your mind is ticking. Even unconsciously, you are already checking out. Is this? Then they say, we have a solution that has helped 20 people move from no sales to 1,000 sales. You're like, how does this help me? You are checking again and listening with rapt attention. And they tell you. Then they tell you the cost. And you're like, okay, if I only pay 1,000 naira, and this will help me make 50,000. I think it makes sense. Let me just do it. If I tell everybody here that there's a solution that you only pay 1,000 naira for and we make you make 50,000, how many people want to buy into it? Almost everybody want to buy into it. If you can see that what I'm saying is true, if you can see that it's true, and I told you that, you will do it, right? So that's the power of communication in business. Then in the upper weeks, we'll be talking about the different things you need to communicate with people, right? You will see different things that you will need to communicate with people. You need to communicate to them the cost. Some people want to leave the cost out. No, people will not trust you if they don't know what it costs. So people need to know what it costs for them to get this solution, right? So I want to know what it costs me. Don't just tell me all the things that this thing can do for me. No, what will it cost me? Then when I know what it costs me, if I can see, remember the word see, if I can see that what it costs me is a fraction of what it's going to do for me, then I'm all in. So that is it. So we've just done a foundation of effective communication in business. If you can communicate well, they can see what you do, then they are all in. So that is the end of the episode for today. I hope we have all been blessed and enjoyed it a little. I don't know if anybody has a question. In the next coming weeks, we'll be talking about different things, all the things you need to communicate, how to even communicate these things. And then we'll be talking about the structure for business. Remember, we are talking about strategies for winning business. All these things are in the Bible. Even if you don't read any business book, if you can see all these things that God has shown from the scriptures, you can be sure that you are on your way to building that kind of business you want to see. Now, somebody here may be saying, see, all I need, all this grammar you are talking is for those who are already making money in business. I need to make money now, now, now. Yes, I understand that. But even when you make money now, 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 that is not where you want to stop as a child of God. You have bigger dreams. Yes, communicate to make money now. But there are things you need to do to make sure that business can stand after you've gone, can be a blessing to your children's children. You don't want your children to be looking for a job when they are grown. No, that even if they want to look for a job, they don't want to work with you, that people will be happy to have them in their company because they know it will be an asset. That will be the story of everybody here in Jesus' name. Amen. And another thing that I would just add before we call it a day now is that people can see sometimes, but they can see that somebody else can do it better. So if somebody can see, they also need to see that you are the one right now. That right now, you are the one that I need right away, right now, without thinking about someone else. So let's stop there today. Do we have any question?
I have a question.
Okay, quickly.
Is there a how, for example, offering a business like a systematic approach, like a strategy to use and communicate to clients, just like you said, for them to be able to know that you are the right person and are going to provide the service I needed?
Okay, yes, there's a strategy. So I was thinking maybe we'll do it in another episode, but let me just quickly run through them. So number one, there must be a goal. There must be a goal you want to achieve. When I was with a company and we were doing this telecom thing, I went out one day and I didn't go out again because I know going out like that is not my thing. That's the only reason I didn't go out. So one of the things we learned during the training was that, number one, when you meet people, they need to know what you want to achieve in that meeting. That I hope today that you will pick up a sale. Don't talk to people, and at the end of the day, they see that they are going to pay. And you didn't tell them at the beginning. They need to know there's a cost. Anybody who is not willing to learn that there's a cost is not a potential customer. You can't waste your time on the person. And in fact, sometimes you need to tell them the cost first before you even start. So if somebody is not thinking about paying anything, then it's not a customer, because eventually after talking, they won't still pay. So why wasting your time in the first place? So when that person sees, or maybe you give them an average price, it could be, and that person is still willing to listen, then it's a good person to talk to. So that's what we'll probably clarify later. So there must be a goal in that communication to achieve, that you want to achieve, that person also wants to achieve. Then you must have something you want to achieve that they are aware of. They have something they want to achieve that you must be aware of. Without that, the communication will not go smoothly. So if they are not looking for that solution, that's why you need to know the people you are sent to, the problem they have. If they don't have that problem and you are talking to them about that problem, you are just wasting your words. So they need to know that they have that problem. Sometimes you make them aware of that problem they have, but number one, they must know they have the problem. Then you two, they must know that you need something in return. Of course, I can't talk to you about web design and you won't think about paying. So why have I been talking? I've been wasting my words. You need a website, then we can talk. Because I know your problem, then I need something in return. So that's it. Another thing is confidence. And as a child of God, you want God confidence. Then two, you need self-confidence. You need to be confident in what God has given you, in what you are providing. If you are not talking confidently, people can pick it quickly. I know that this person, yeah, what he said is true, but I don't know. It's just like, it doesn't feel right. And they won't hire you because you are just not confident about what you are saying. So there is no reason why a child of God should not be confident. You need to speak confidently. And then lastly, practice. You need to practice over and over again. One of the things that bring confidence is great practice. See, when I talk to you about web design, and when somebody just started out yesterday talk to you about web design, there must be a difference. I don't care how much you have studied in school and all that. When I talk, there is a difference, because I can talk to you about 400 projects done. Man, there is something you learn from 400 projects, or more than 400 projects. I watched a video recently. There are two people pulling arrows to strike it on a bullseye. They call that thing bullseye, where the arrow will go. The first person on the other side has experience, a lot of experience. The other person on the other side does not have experience, but has all these calculus, all these calculations here and there, is calculating so many things. Two of them pull the arrow, and I love it. Two of them were able to hit the bullseye. But at the end of the video, they showed us the back of the board they were eating. The arrow of the man with experience went in, came out at the other end. The one without experience hit the bullseye, was able to just hit the target. But the one with experience went overboard and did more than imagined. That is the difference. So we close there today. Please, I want to encourage everybody. It's going to get better and better and better. If God permits, there are some things lined up in line. We'll be bringing some experts. I've already talked to at least one person who is doing good, who is serving very great people. He talks about branding, which is about communication too. Very soon, I believe we'll be bringing a lot of people, but that one may be for the YouTube right now. So, but anybody who doesn't bring someone here, I think I will be bouncing from YouTube. I'm joking anyway. So please, let's invite other people to come and get blessed here. Imagine if all the people around you your family members can learn all these things and they can do it, man, that would be a family of billionaires. So thank you so much for joining the episode today. It's been a wonderful time. I've been blessed myself. Also, I'm going to listen to this over and over again. And next week, I'll be expecting all of us. Please just send a message to someone. I found this platform where we talk about good success based on biblical principles and bring them in. Praise God. Father, we thank you for today. Be exalted in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that even as we go out this week, let the confidence of everyone rise up. Let us begin to maximize the power of communication. Just the same way you did. For 3.5 years, you told us everything about the kingdom. And for more than 2,000 years, we are still trying to understand what you said. Father, let our eyes be open. Let the eyes of the people we talk to this week be open. By reason of your favor in our lives, let their eyes be open to see exactly what we can do for them in Jesus' name. And let their eyes be open to even reward us for what we are qualified for. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. See everyone next week and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye.
The good success has come.